Lewis, a look at area high school sports across the board.
Let's go!
Why don't we give it a try?
Okay.
If it's being played, we're covering it here. Brought to you by QC Kinetics.
Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis is on.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Day-Day Damian Lewis.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app. Live in the Kia Studios, welcome to Prep Sports Nation. I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis, at DD Lewis for real, at 92.9 The Game for all your social needs of this lovely station, and of course at PS underscore Nation underscore on the X. Welcome into another look into the world of high school sports here in the great state of GA. Of course, if it makes sense nationally, we'll talk about it, but we like to keep it right here in our own backyard because we got some great high school sports that take place here. And each and every week, we like to take some time to highlight, acknowledge, and just go over what's going on here. So looking forward to bringing you a great show. Obviously, big story this past week was that Georgia High School Association is going to look into whether or not they should seriously consider and put on the table changing their reclass model to a competitive balance model. So got a chance to catch up with Georgia High School Football Daily's Todd Holcomb, also of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, kind of break it down a little bit of what this would look like if it was to even happen, and just get a little insight. So looking forward to you hearing that conversation. Plus, Coach Greg Barnett, head coach of the Columbia Eagles football team, big region win for them last week as they kicked off region play, and they'll continue this week with the matchup against Miller Grove. But great conversation. Coach G's been on the show several times, and it's always good times catching up with him. So looking forward to you bringing you that conversation as well. And, of course, we'll get into our prep roundup and got a few few accolades, I should say, to give out and shout-outs, all that good stuff like you know we always do. So before we get into all that, Sonny, got to make sure I kick the show off right and ask you how you've been doing, how your weekend was, and how your week is going so far.
Oh, man, everything is wonderful.
Got you. You got your Andre 3 Stacks thing going on again.
Somebody told me that I look like the genie that pops out of a bottle of St. Ives.
That's a good one. I wouldn't have said that, but hey, if it works, whatever, right? Well, glad you're back with me for another week, man. Always have a good time with you. I gotta get with you on Agatha. Have you been watching Agatha?
I have.
I gotta see what you thinking on that, and gotta tell you about WWE. I told you last week I was taking my 8-year-old. So
y'all went to Bad Blood.
We went to Bad Blood, man. We made TV.
Oh, I gotta go back and check.
Shouts out to the plug. Yes, we are ringside. And pretty much every match, whenever, I don't know how to describe which angle, but pretty much whenever they showed ringside from, I guess it would be, you know, the entrance ramp. If you're watching TV, the entrance ramp would be to your left. So every time they showed it from that side, ringside from that side, if it was a close-up, if we're standing up, and or even if we're not standing up, depending on how close up they were, which they did a lot of good close-ups, we were right there, man. So it was good stuff.
The funny thing is, the wrestling fan in me knows what that angle is called, but I don't want to get in all that.
So, yeah, man, I'll tell you about that. And, yeah, so much fun over the weekend and even throughout this week so far. But without further ado, let's go ahead and get into our prep roundup.
Now it's time for the Prep Roundup.
On Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
All righty, let's get this thing started. So, of course, this week we're still seeing a good amount of high school football games being have been shifted around due to the impacts of Hurricane Helene. So just so you know, there's actually some games, I think a couple of games throughout the state tonight. I shouldn't say I think, I know there was a few games tonight. There'll be a good handful of games tomorrow and then Friday, you know, typical slate now. But some of your games that were supposed to be Friday were moved to tonight or to tomorrow, and some that are tomorrow on Friday were games that were actually, it's a lot that's, so just make sure you kind of double check if you're a high school football person or just any of these high school sports, because it wasn't just football that was impacted, but just kind of double check to see what's going on and make sure whatever the original schedule was, it's still that, or, you know, whatever changes may have happened, because again, there's still some impact from that. So, and we'll also kind of keep our eye on, see if this new one, Milton, has any impact. I think it won't have anything up in this area in the metro, but I think kind of maybe Savannah area down that way may get touched by it with some winds and things of that nature. So we'll see. We'll be monitoring that to see if any of the games down that way are impacted. Of course, throughout the states, a lot of areas still dealing with no power and just all kinds of stuff. So we want to continue to keep people in our thoughts and prayers on that. All right, I mentioned to you earlier, Georgia High School Association looking into a competitive balance reclassification model. And later in the show, we're going to be joined by Todd Holcomb of the AJC and Georgia High School Football Daily. He gives a little more in-depth detail on what this would look like if this would even happen. But basically, in a small nutshell, right now, what it means is they would you would be reclassed based on how well your programs perform. And there's some percentage situations in there and things of that nature. But again, Todd Holcomb graciously joined me earlier, and I'm going to bring you that conversation where you can hear it full and in detail. All right, got to give a shout-out to Houston County quarterback Memphis commit Antoine Hill Jr., reaching 100 career touchdowns. Last week, Whitfield Academy volleyball head coach Courtney Lefford reaching 100 career wins. North Cobb volleyball senior outside hitter Sarah Boyle reaching 1,000 career digs. And Whitfield boys cross country head coach Kelly Rothwell named the 2023-2024 Georgia High School Association NFHS Coach of the Years. Going into our look back, a relatively light week for me last week, but did get some football action in. Stars Mill and Central Carrollton, big region matchup, and it did not disappoint. It would be Stars Mill coming out on top, 38-35. Your final quarterback, Logan Inagawa, finishing with 5 touchdowns. He was actually our PSN Athlete of the Week, but 5 touchdowns, 3 on the ground, 2 through the air, and they're now 7-0 in year one under head coach David Cooper. And here's what he had to say about watching his guys pull off that win.
It was special tonight. And I guess the two matchups we've had with them have both been that way. Obviously, last year's game and this one. You know, I know we've had them marked on the calendar since we found out they were in our region, and I'm sure they have. So I'm just proud of my kids, man. I mean, you know, we made some early mistakes and gave them some opportunities, and we were able to correct that and take advantage of some stuff in the second half.
All right, and like you said, obviously last year's matchup, very significant, and when it comes down to in the memory of both teams, but obviously for them a little bit more on their side as far as when it comes down to get back. What was your message to your guys this week and getting ready, knowing that they probably was going to kind of be their mentality tonight?
Well, I thought we had a lot to improve on leading up to this week. The last couple weeks we've kind of played lackluster, and I just sold them on, look, I know Central Carrollton's had us circled since that night over at their place last year. So, you know, I kept preaching. They were coming for us, and we had to step up to the challenge when we got a chance.
All right, and talk about the play. Really, I mean, play all around tonight was special for you guys, but Logan tonight, how about that kid, man?
Man, he's a special player. I mean, he's a 3-year starter for us. He's our team leader. He's our vocal leader. He's our leader in the weight room. He's our leader in the school. Dude, the kid is special, and some college coaches need to take note of that. You know, we hadn't really running much this year. We kind of eased through the first 6 weeks without getting a lot of carries on his legs. So tonight was the night for us to turn him loose.
All right, and that was head coach David Cooper. And then speaking of Logan Inagawa and wide receiver, Dylan Delair, man, what a duo those two were tonight, because both of those touchdown passes were to Delair. But here's those two afterwards about the matchup as well.
Guys, what a game. What a finish. Fantastic. night for both of you, man. Just talk about, first of all, just the resilience of your team to be able to pick up this win tonight.
I mean, we knew coming in here was going to be a dogfight. It was going to come down to the last play. I mean, we were right. I think both teams expected that. So we came in here well-conditioned. We knew it was going to come down to the last play. So we had that mentality.
All right. It was almost like deja vu, Lincoln, a little bit with that catch on the to get the second half underway, man. But just talk about the connection that you two have.
I mean, like, this guy's my best friend. I mean, we just find each other, you know. I mean, we make plays when we need to, and even when I'm not getting the ball, you know, I'm blocking my ass off. You know, I'm going. I'm doing whatever I can do to win this game. And, you know, our mentality was kind of just hit them in the mouth and make them really, really just make them like it. And I guess that's what we did.
All right. Again, that was Lincoln Dallaire. And I think I said Dylan. I don't know why I said Dylan. Lincoln Dallaire and Logan Inagawa for Stars Mill. Big matchup for them this week. I believe they got Harris County, another big region matchup. So good luck to them. All right, on Saturday, I actually stopped by out in Fairburn to the Alexander Annual A6 Invitational. So just want to give a shout out to all the runners that were out there, man. I mean, it was actually a 2-day event. They ran collegiate cross-country teams on Friday, actually. So I believe Florida State was there. Georgia Tech was there. A few HBCUs were there. So that was a big one. Shouts out to Johan Brink of Athens Christian Academy. He won the Black Division Boys. 16-12 was his final in that. So just congratulations to all the runners. Girls Championship, Bowden's Avery Lowen. She won in 17-11. So just good event, very nice and hot. And this is actually sunny where this, it's called Chattahoochee Hills Events. This is actually where they filmed the battle scene in Black Panther. I did not know this. And apparently there's a house out there that's the house from one of either the Avengers movies or X-Men, something like that. So I got to go back out there and just kind of check that place out. All right, last one here. Softball on Monday. Got a chance to check out a region tournament matchup between Mount Perrin and Mount Vernon. It would be Mount Perrin knocking Mount Vernon down 10-8 in extra innings. They went 10 innings. Senior pitcher Matty Carroll, 13 strikeouts through 7 2/3 innings, I believe it was. But anyway, afterwards, got a chance to catch up with Coach Greg Giles on the win.
It was a tough game, but what I learned about this team tonight is they kept punching back. We get down and keep coming back, get down and keep coming back, and they stayed with the program. And finally, we was able to win it at the end. So I'm very proud of them for their efforts of not giving up.
All right, and talk about Maddie. You bring her in, I think it was bottom of the third. And, I mean, I think if I was counting correctly, I think she ended with 13 strikeouts today. But just what a performance from her.
Well, you're exactly right. What's interesting to know about Maddie is she got hurt early in the year, so she's working herself back. Mm-hmm. 13 or 14 strikeouts, stayed on the outside corner, and kept spinning the ball. And you're right, it was one of the best performances anybody could ever see. I've coached a long time, and it was one of the best performances Maddie Carroll or any pitcher I've had has done.
All right, and that was head coach Greg Giles, Mount Perrin. Now, it was a region tournament, so the next day they did have to go up against a buzzsaw in Wesleyan, and then unfortunately they lost that one 6-3, but then they bounced back earlier tonight facing Mount Vernon once again and got the win 5-1. So, and basically this was for the region's, it was the region tournament, but this was going to determine seeds 1 through 4 to go into the state championship tournament. So it looks like they ended up with the third seed, actually. Mount Vernon ended up with the second seed. It looks like Whitfield got the fourth seed, and Wesleyan, again, with the one seed. Wesleyan just having a fantastic season at 22-1. And that will do it for the prep roundup, all right? So when we come back, my guy, Coach Greg Barnett, Columbia Eagles football team. Sorry, I'm watching this Dodgers-Padres game. Looked like Tatis was about to tattoo one. Anyway, Coach Barnett coming up in just a minute and later in the show. You want to know about this competitive balance model that GHSA is kind of looking and glazing at and seeing if it's going to be something to make sense? Well, Todd Holcomb of Georgia High School Football Daily will join the show, or join me, and you'll hear that conversation. It's all coming up right here on Prep Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app.